glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, July 21st. My name is Tim Nelson from Springfield and the WLUJ Great News Media Studios at 600 West Mason Street. Who is not inspired by the competitor who makes a comeback after being down and seemingly out of the running? The runner who stumbles while coming off the starting blocks but moves gradually into the lead stirs the imagination of most. Well, the team that can come from behind in the last moments to win excites us even more than that team that constantly wins by scoring big in the first part of the game. Jesus made the most amazing comeback the world has ever seen after being humiliated, insulted, spit upon, whipped, beaten, and nailed to a cross. His executioners claimed victory and declared him dead. Even a military guard secured his tomb. How could anyone be more down and out than that? Yet the struggle wasn't over. It was only the beginning. 3 days later, he rose from the grave and reappeared as the victor over sin, death, and hell, a comeback like no other in history. Are you feeling out of the running today? Have you stumbled badly? Well, think about Jesus' suffering. Ponder his resurrection. Ask him to give you the victory. Just imagine what he has to offer you, no matter how far down you are right now. No one has overcome like our Lord.
I heard an old, old story. How a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Precious blood's atoning, and then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. To victory beneath.
Whenever we try to defeat evil by our own evil words and deeds, we're consumed. Evil can't be overcome by a similarly evil force. We are more than conquerors only through Him who loved us. Romans 8, verse 37. The power of God by His Spirit and His Word gives us both the impetus and the strength we need to triumph. It's the path that Jesus took. He didn't take vengeance into His own hands, but entrusted Himself into the hands of the Father. As we choose to be gentle, do good, and walk the way of the cross, we'll experience God's power at work in us to overcome evil with the goodness of His love.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but He brought me in. Oh, His love for me. Oh, His love for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free.
If I asked you who you are, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I'm a basketball coach.
And if that's stripped away?
Well, I'm also a history teacher.
Okay. We take that away. Who are you?
Well, I'm a husband. I'm a father.
And God forbid that should ever change. But if it does, who are you?
I don't understand this game.
It's not a game, man. Who are you?
I'm a white American male.
Yeah, that's for sure. Is there anything else?
Well, I'm a Christian.
And what's that mean?
It means follower of Christ.
And how important is that?
It's very important.
Interesting. All right, so far down your list.
Okay, wait a minute. I could have easily said Christian first.
Yeah, but you didn't. Look, John. Your identity will be tied to whatever you give your heart to. Doesn't sound like the Lord asked first place.
You're calling me a bad Christian?
Let me be a little direct.
Last time you were here, you said you'd pray for me. Did you?
No.
No. For someone who knows the Lord, you're acting like somebody who doesn't, which makes me wonder. What have you allowed to define you? When you lost your team, it didn't just disappoint you, it devastated you. Something or someone will have first place in your heart. But when you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Clip from the movie Overcomer from Affirm Films and the Kendrick Brothers. Where is our true identity found? Most of our life, goals revolve around self-achievement or self-gratification. We may want to become as successful as someone that's famous, or be good at our career, find true love, have children, and so forth. All these can satisfy us for a while, yet no matter how good or meaningful our desires and goals may be, they can't compare with the deep peace and joy we find when we follow God's master plan for our lives. Our true identity is found in Him. When we offer our lives to God and ask Him, "What am I here for?" He'll lead us on deeply rewarding journeys. Our lives will have a greater eternal significance than we could have ever imagined. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him."
Think about your best day ever, the one you wish would last forever. It was such a wow. Blue skies and perfect weather, didn't think it could get better, but the sun went down. Yeah, the sun went down. But you didn't want to see it go. All the fun will never last, you know.
But what if it could?
That would be good. What a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when we all are finally free. Earth has passed. Oh, what a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when the Father welcomes me home at last. Oh,
close my eyes and I can see it. It's far away, but I believe it. It's a dream that's real. No more night and no more sorrow. No more pain and no tomorrow. Wonder how that feels.
How will it feel? What a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when we all are finally free. Earth has passed. Oh, what a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when the Father welcomes me home at last. Oh,
what a day. How I cope, this is my hope. What a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when we all are finally free. Earth has passed. What a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when the Father welcomes me home at last.
Oh.
Home at last.
Home at last. Home.
say someday is gonna be.
You're listening to Mark and Friends from Great News Radio. We are overcomers through Christ who strengthens us. Franklin D. Roosevelt wrote, "A smooth sea never made a skillful sailor." It's a simple but wise saying that reminds us about the importance of hardships in our life. Without challenges, we never learn new skills or gain the spiritual strength needed in order to endure. The Apostle Paul teaches us to celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope.
Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. And He never sinned, but suffered as if He did.
That's music from Jeremy Camp with Overcome. You're listening to Mark and Friends from Great News Media with Tim Nelson. Joyce Mankey, station manager, WLUJ, is in the studio. Joyce, do you feel like you're getting settled in after being in this new position for now a little over a month?
Wow, it's been a lot going on, but we're getting settled in, and most boxes are unpacked, and I'm actually enjoying being in the office, and people are coming in and saying hello, and I enjoy that. So things are beginning to move forward.
We'll reach into the mailbag a little bit now and share some listener comments. We'd love to hear from you, by the way. You can always go online to WLUJ.org or greatnewsradio.org, and all the contact information is right there. We get emails, phone calls, station visits, and, of course, letters. So go ahead, Joyce, with your first one.
Daryl from Bend writes, I receive a blessing when listening to your music selections. What a blessing that is to hear from Daryl. Thank you, Daryl.
And this one says, thank you, Great News Radio, for all you do, and praying God will continue to do great things through your ministry. That's from Joyce in Urbana. Thank you, Joyce.
And this one is from Amy McComb, says, thank you and God bless you for all you do.
And Dee from Hudson, Illinois, says, thank you for your ministry. I don't know what I would listen to if there was not such a station. I listen daily. She says, I listen all day. So thank you, Dee. It's great to hear from you. Joyce, thank you for taking time from your busy day. You're always down there. Whenever I come down there, you're at your desk. You're on the phone. You're talking with someone in person. Occasionally, I see you sip your coffee, but not real often. There's just not time some days, is there?
Some days are just busier than others, and we love them all.
Well, have a great day. Hope you'll be back here tomorrow for Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. or the rebroadcast at 7:32 p.m. Illinois time. It's another Friday with Pastor Jason Schiffo and Mark in the live studio audience here from Great News Media.